But you wanna play them games, you never really change. Go and tell your friends about that bitch that never stayed. Just remember, it's for the better. I don't think about you, but you think about me. Took a long time, but I know what I need. Just remember, it's for the better.
Full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
On 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might also be listening online at CITR.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral traditional lands of the Coast Salish people. We are here with Student Power 24-hour broadcast. Woohoo! We are UBC Improv. My name's Sophia.
My name's Alex.
I'm Dalen.
And we're going to do a little on-air improv for you guys, which is never really been done before.
No, never.
So we're a club here on campus. We do improvisational theater. We practice and perform it. If you have been to our shows, thanks. And if you haven't, check them out sometime soon.
We won't hold it against you.
Oh, we will. You don't know what we'll do.
Who knows?
It's an improv show.
So tonight we've got sort of like a little program of games that we usually play as improvisers, but we're just going to do them into these microphones and see how it pans out.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be great.
Right. So yeah, disclaimer, this is all made up on the spot. There's no scripts. We're just going to wing this next 30, maybe like 20, 26 minutes of stuff. We're going to start with something called a word at a time story. So we're going to tell you a story, but we're only allowed to say one word at a time. So I'm going to start with word, and then like Alex and Dalen are going to say words, and it continues around to one beautiful continuous story.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You okay?
We got it.
Yeah.
Once
upon
a
time
there
was
a
car
and
a
dog.
They
were
always
together.
They
never
were
apart.
Oftentimes,
they
would
go
on
adventures
down
into
the
earth
using
only
humans
powered
by
energy.
These
humans
never
knew
what
to
think
about
the
car
and
the
dog,
but
they
didn't
really
care.
They
loved
to
go
into
Earth
and
hang
out
listening
to
music
made
all
by
the
car
companies.
The end.
Yeah, and that's the birth of rock and roll, everybody.
Yep. Wait, that was a little origin story.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Sweet.
Yeah. Quite the story.
Cool. Do you want to intro our next one here, Alex?
Yes. We have a little game show going on here between my two guests on the game show known as Questions. Bam, bam, bam. Typical game show noises. Basically, for this game between Sophia and Dalen, if you want to play as Sophia and Dalen, it's up to you. I'm not going to pen you in creatively like that.
I will play as Sophia.
Sure, I'll accept the role of Dalen.
Okay. Sophia and Dalen will have to continuously ask each other questions nonstop until one of them fails.
All right.
Or dies. There's.
We both got a lot closer to our mic right there.
So how about I throw out a suggestion for you guys, and you guys can get started on the questions.
I love
that
it.
Sounds, yeah.
How about banana?
What are bananas?
Do you even know yourself?
Have you even questioned the nature of fruit?
Do I look like I would?
Do I look like a scientist to you?
I ask, do you? Do you? Have you done science?
Did I take science courses?
What does science have to do with a banana?
What do bananas have to do with the human heart?
Are you just repeating what I say?
Why would you think I'm repeat? Oh, is that? No, yeah, that's a question.
That's. I'll allow it.
Oh, God.
I'll move on to another suggestion.
Okay.
That was really close.
Highlighter.
Mike, where's my highlighter?
New characters this time.
Where did you put it?
Weren't you the last one who used it?
Don't you always put your stuff in a drawer?
Isn't it your drawers?
Isn't it your highlighter?
Mike, are you an idiot?
Daryl, do I care?
Have you betrayed me by losing my highlighter?
Daryl, are you sleeping with my wife?
I know you are, but what am I?
Why would you do this to me, Daryl?
I trust you.
That is not a question. It appears we have a new questions champion here at UBC Improv. Dalen Lester-Serafini, Juan, playing as Mike.
You can't see right now, but we're shaking hands.
They are now. They weren't when she said it, but they are now.
The love is real.
Alrighty.
Well fought.
Oh. Thank you.
I got really invested there.
I just really connected very deeply with the character of Mike, the tortured office man.
Yeah.
I mean, Daryl slept with your wife.
Yeah,
so,
God.
I mean.
That just unpacked so many different things, I think.
From highlighter.
From highlighter. That's the beauty of improv, I'd say. You know, yeah. Given something as simple as improv, or as highlighter, and then you see a scene like that unfold.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Stakes.
Bellissima.
Next up, we're very excited to welcome a special guest that we're bringing in. And our guest today is Mr. Spice Up. And he is the largest distributor. He's the largest distributor of lights in the Northern Hemisphere. Mr. Spice Up, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Mr. Spice Up, tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah, we sell lights all across the world. Sometimes it isn't always easy to get the lights here on time. I was listening to your radio show earlier, and I heard people talking about highlighters. And the thing about highlighters is, as much as they can illuminate a piece of paper, what you're really going to want to illuminate paper is a nice 40 watt. And energy independent bulb saving light bulb.
Mr. Spicer, let me just interject here and ask, are you proposing that instead of using highlighters to highlight notes in our textbooks, we should use little bulbs?
No, I'm proposing. What I'm proposing is all light matter related light instruments, lightsaber, lighting devices, flashlights, police lights. They all be replaced with lights.
Real lights.
Yeah.
Okay, my co-host Dalen is here. Do you have any questions?
Oh, Dalen? Yeah, God. If you were a color, what color would you be?
That is an easy question to answer, because I've been in this industry for a while now. I'd be white fuchsia, the color of the 60 watt light bulb.
Wow, that is truly an illuminated opinion to have.
30 lumens. I see what you did there. That was funny.
Mr. Spiceup, do you have a family?
I do. There is a Mrs. Spiceup and a bunch of younger Spiceups.
So can you tell how did you meet, you and Mrs. Spiceup?
Well, me and Mrs. Spices... She was Spices. That's her name.
Her
maiden name.
Yes.
Me and Mrs. Spices, we met on a hunting trip in Alaska. We were hunting deals. I brought a lot of coupons along with me. I was rolling up on an Alaskan cruise. It was a 7-day affair. And I met her in this fish shop.
Was there a cute story along with that? Did you both reach for the same light bulb or something?
No, what happened was she went up to me and was like, hi. And I was like, oh, hey. And she was like, what's going on? Why are you wearing all white? And I was like, camouflage. But also, this isn't just white. It's white fuchsia, my favorite color of the 40 watt light bulb. Just kidding. Smoke. Just testing. 60 watt light bulb at 60. 40 lumens.
That's very romantic, yeah. Mr. Spice Up.
Right.
And is she a part of your business? Are you partners in your business? Or is it sort of state and church separated kind of thing?
No. She runs her own very successful video cassette company.
Fantastic.
Down at Blockbuster.
She founded Blockbuster. That's huge.
No, she just buys the stores that Blockbuster is used to own.
Well, Mr. Spice Up, from everyone here at the studio, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you for having
me. Gosh, thank you.
And that was Mr. Spice Up, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed. We now have another guest joining us. My co-host and I, Alex, are...
Hello.
Hello. We're very excited to welcome our next guest, Mr. Cable.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Cable. How are you doing today?
Oh, hello. I am so good. Thank you for having me.
Mr. Cable, tell us a bit about how you came to be here in Vancouver.
Oh, I do the, how you say, what's the one? So you run, you swim, you bike.
Yes.
Right.
Superman triathlon. So I swam here.
You swam here?
Yeah.
And where did you start?
Yeah, from where?
Seattle.
Quite the swim.
Yeah, it's a long swim.
Yeah, most people think Russia, but no.
Why would we think that?
No.
Now, why would we think that?
No reason at all.
And Mr. Cable, you're coming to us here as an expert on dancing.
Yes.
Topical. Can you tell us a bit about your field?
So, you know, I love the dance because I think it fuels the human soul. Mm-hmm. And I run a fusion dance company of Mustang dance and Dev dance.
Mustang dance.
And could you explain Dev dance as well?
Yes. So Dev dance is derived from ballet.
Okay.
Yes, it's just, you know, you boil it down. So really, they just, they walk on stage, they bow, and then they leave.
And that's it.
Wow.
Simplicity.
Talented.
And then Mustang is where you run like a horse all over the stage.
So tell me, in your dance field, how do you distinguish the regular Joes and the talented people in the dance community?
Oh, it's very easy. You know, you go in that room, that audition room, and it's like picking a cat.
Oh, what?
Oh.
Picking? No, you know, you just
choosing, or
you see them in a crowd, and some of them you tell.
Okay.
You know, you can tell they are perky, they are ready.
We just got a call in, Mr. Cable, and we have a listener here who'd like to ask you a question. All right, you're on live.
Hello, Mr. Cable. Hello?
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yes, I am here with you.
Sorry, I was going through a tunnel there. Hello, Mr. Cable, I was kind of wondering, why dance? You got so many things to do these days. You got Netflix and you got movies. I was just driving my car through a tunnel. I'd do that. Why don't you dance?
Oh, because, you know, the dance, it doesn't just exist on stage. It exists with the audience. You know, it's a dance back and forth. As old as time, you know, the dinosaurs, they used to dance.
The dinosaurs used to dance?
Yes, slowly but surely. That is why they died. Because they danced too much passion in their hearts.
You see, I went to see one of your shows.
Oh, looks like we lost somebody there. Whoops.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I guess that's what happens when you're driving through tunnels.
risky business. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we have another guest on the show. We have a specialist in the field of shipmaking. Please welcome to the show, Miss Shipbomb.
Oh, hello there.
Oh,
welcome
hello.
To the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's so great to have you in the studio.
It's my first time off water in 100 years.
Wow.
You
are an experienced seafarer.
I am 101 years old, and I was born on a ship.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear. How'd your parents meet?
I am a child of the sea. I have no parents.
So did you, like, come out of a shell like Venus, or what's the...
I have my own theories. I have a couple of journals I found in the base of the ship that I've lived on. And in this journal, it looks like it's written from the perspective of a potential sort of father figure, have you say. And he alludes to the creation of me. And I think it might have been the ship's journal. And I am the ship's, I believe the ship procreated to create me.
With the sea, or
with the sea, the sea and the ship sort of interwove to create me.
See, this is what happens when you mix man and nature.
There are incredible forces.
There are incredible forces out there. This is a wonderful union to create you.
Thank you. What made
you want to leave the water? That's what I want to know.
The ocean is such a powerful place. And, you know, after so many years, the ocean was all I knew. And one day, I was on my ship, and I saw from my ship sort of a mass. And that mass turned out to be America.
Wow.
And I you know, I wanted to know what it felt like.
How did it feel like to see? Was it your first time seeing land?
Well, I saw land went back when I was 1 year old, but I won't have to remind you that 1 year olds have almost no memories.
Yeah, I barely remember anything at all, and I'm just my age. You are 101 years old.
That's correct.
That is old.
Thank you.
Any children?
I have a fish I've come to love. Gilly, I have him here with me today.
Oh,
oh yeah,
past. My.
I brought him into the studio. I wish you listeners could see.
I would rather you not call your fish. It's a shark.
It's a shark. Let me hold it. Let me hold him up to the microphone so he can say hello.
Creepy.
Thank you. He's kind of like a blue, like a light. For just those listeners there, we know that you don't have all your senses attached here. It's kind of like a light blue with these little orange stripes.
That's correct.
He's definitely the coolest shark I've ever seen.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I think our show today on this radio has come to a quick... I'm really confused right now.
For our seafaring friend,
her interview has come to an end.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. Stop by my ship anytime.
Thank you for getting our chairs wet.
Thank you.
There's a lot of water in here.
Okay. Lots of seawater here in the room today.
All right, and on to our next segment of our show. Thank you for all those guests for joining us. We're back. It's Sophia.
It's Alex.
It's Daylin.
And we're still here with you. We took a little departure to let those guests come in. It got a bit crowded in here, so we just stepped out.
Is it hot in here? It's me.
It's not just you.
Okay.
So on to the next thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Daylin, you want to explain what's gonna happen?
Ooh, yeah, for sure. We doing a little scene paint? Super duper. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna be painting a scene. So we're gonna be creating a landscape here for you, just with our voices describing what you might see. This is kind of how we set up locations sometimes for scenes, and then we're gonna go into a story based off of that location.
So we're gonna try getting just a random offer or what's suggestion here to start it off. And what I'm going to do is get Alex to turn around and say the first thing that he sees out this window behind us.
It is pamphlet. Pamphlet. Pamphlet.
Pamphlet.
Pamphlets. Pamphlet. I see pamphlets.
Okay.
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 The sky was white, like a unprinted pamphlet. It was white because of all the big billowing clouds that filled it, as far as the eye could see.
The clouds arranged themselves in a wave, sine wave pattern, and across the middle of the horizon, you just saw this line separating two sides of the clouds.
There was a large mountain that all the clouds were kind of hugging around, and it was kind of a craggy gray peak reaching up, and if you were above it, you could just see the very tip-top peeking out of the top of the clouds.
This mountain was a stark contrast to the white of the clouds, because it was so dark and rigid, and the rock that made it up was full of dark and twisted minerals and spirits.
As the day would progress and the winds got heavier, the rocks from this mountain would start rolling downhill, just pitter-patter all the way down.
And as darkness descended, people flying overhead swore that they could see tiny lights start to flicker right underneath the surface of the mountain, so the whole thing glowed a very dull kind of green color, just flickering like little veins underneath its surface.
At the base of the mountain was the opening of a cave that you could barely see from far away, but as you got closer, you could tell this was a cave of giant proportion.
This cave, once you started walking in, it would just appear to be a naturally formed cave, but as you started walking in, you would find these giant prints on the ground of something unknown.
And right in the center of the cave, there was a large pool. And its surface kind of would ripple occasionally in the wind. And the whole cave would echo just a little bit.
Echo. Suddenly from this pool emerges a giant, mystical, winged beast. This beast was a dragon of sorts who understood himself as the name Pigly. Pigly was sparkly and blue, and the magical thing about Pigly was that he could transform his skin to match any surface that he walked past, similar to chameleon, but much more magical.
And every day, Pigly would take a dip inside the water and just blend in with the water and pretend as if he were one with the sea that he couldn't go out and find.
Until one day, a little girl wandered into the cave, and she was wearing a little traveling knapsack that she had obviously sewn herself, and her clothes were very ragged, and she looked very, very tired and very, very lost.
Because of this, Pigny was skeptical of this girl. He'd never seen something like this before. And so he decided to climb up in the cave and scare her from above.
And because of this, the girl just immediately fainted. Just immediately, just like right passed out.
And because of this, Pigly felt a little bit regretful about his actions. And so he decided to come close and investigate her.
Because of this, Pigly was able to use his magical qualities to revive the girl. And once she was revived, he said, "I'm so sorry. Maybe we can start over."
And because of this, though the girl was reluctant and really scared, she would ultimately decide to accept Pigly's apology.
And because of this, the little girl revealed Pigly that she had run away from home because she had no parents and she needed a place to live.
And ever since this day, Pigly and the girl have been best friends in the cave, living the rest of their life in happiness and friendship.
The end.
Awesome job, guys. So yeah.
That was super cool.
That was interesting.
Yeah, we are nearing the end of our little vacation here at CITR. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Little shindig.
Check out our next show, which is coming up tomorrow night in Scarf 100.
Yeah, it is.
Starts at 7 o'clock, doors at 6:30.
Oh, and tomorrow there's also a workshop happening right before the show. So if you get there at 5 o'clock, that way you get to do a workshop with some of our super cool improvisers, brush up your skills, have a ton of fun, and then come see the show. And it's
$5 if you're not a member, but free if you have a membership card.
Woo!
Awesome.
Oh, and feel free to buy tickets to the show online.
Mm-hmm.
So to skip the line at the door.
Yeah, because they sell out, not to toot our own horn.
Thanks so much for having us, CITR.
Thank you for having us.
Next up is UBC Safe Walk on CITR 101.9 FM, 24 hours of student power.
Woo-hoo!
one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices.
UBC Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has 3 pillars, mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
Hello! CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Josh. I'm here with UBC SafeWalk. This is 24 hours of student power. All day, all night long. CITR. Do you folks want to introduce yourselves? You're all wearing the red vests. They look great.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Pretty dope. Start over there.
Cool. My name's Ashram. I've been working at SafeWalk since September.
My name's Skylar. I've been working at SafeWalk since about a week ago.
Whoa.
Literally. This is a radio station, so.
Music. And I'm Elizabeth. I'm the coordinator, and I've been with SafeWalk for about a year and a half now.
Great. Thank you guys so much for coming down.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Your office is in the Nest, if I didn't understand it rightly.
Yep.
So it's just a hop skip down to CITR. How is everybody doing today? Is this like the normal shift time? Give me a little sense of what you guys do.
Well, either you work the 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. shift or the 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. shift. So if I'm team 2, which I am tonight, I'm driving from 9 to 2. However, I am here a little early for this shindig of ours. But,
I had the 8 o'clock shift, so I showed up to work, and I was excused from work 30 minutes later.
Whoa.
To do this, so life's good.
Fantastic. And how does it usually run? You guys get calls and then you go for it. It's not unlike pizza delivery or what other metaphors? What are the preferred metaphors there?
Here, let me take this one. Yeah. So basically, when clients call, it's usually because they're afraid or unsafe walking or feeling unsafe walking across campus. So we try to create the sense of feeling safe, not necessarily that we're like campus security, anything like that, because I mean, we're all students. We don't want to be in that same position, but we want to help people feel safe on campus. And so people call us and we'll either send a walking team or a driving team. It depends on the night. We always go back and forth. And so we'll go with you. We'll meet you. We'll talk to you, show you guys a good time, take you home, listen to some music on the way.
Great.
Maybe.
Yep.
Have
that
some chats.
Nice.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, it's just music and chilling.
Yeah.
Like,
trying
That's
to make
great.
A safe environment, because safe walk, really safe drive, or safe walk if you're walking team. Snap.
I really like the idea of just sitting in the car and chatting with people. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the chats you've had.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
Let's keep it PC.
All right. Do you have one to talk about first? There's too many. There's too many.
I guess
to sort
since
through.
I've only been working for like...
And you already have them. You already have them.
I already have so many.
Okay. UBC students are a bunch of characters. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, we're all very
you guys are great.
Tired from a long day of prof dealing with and, classes and studying. And when you're picking someone up from, like, say, IKB, they're pretty tired. And so one day my coworker and I, Sage Vanier, we...
shout out, she's in the car.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Call in for Sage. Great time. We were asking fun questions, and so one of the questions was, if you could have any car, what car would you have? And because it's a dope automobile right there. It's actually so hard to drive, but that's beside the point. So we like to just have fun and, like, get to know people in the 5 minutes that we have with them, and it's awesome getting to know people like that.
All I'll say is some students really like the idea that they're going to see somebody for 5 minutes and maybe not see them for the rest of their lives.
Oh, really?
So they open up sometimes. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I went home over the holidays and I hung out with my brother. My brother doesn't like – I don't see him very often. He's younger than me. And one of the things that my brother had taken up since I had last seen him he's 18 years old, is that whenever he gets in cabs, he will, like, get really chatty with the cab driver. And it's just like, dude, what are you doing? like let the guy be. He just wants to chill out. Like, listen to some music.
And you're,
like,
money.
Yapping not his up. Ear off.
Not us. I like when clients chat us up because it gives us some spice to our night as opposed to just driving back and forth. I mean, cab drivers get to drive around the city. We have to drive the same road for 6 hours.
What is that road?
Oh, just anywhere on campus. So, like,
right.
You know, like, the different, like, IKB and the different...
little...
Up until Blanca.
Yeah. So just
up until Blanca, though. Yeah. Okay, right. And then you guys are on the little roads, too, that people usually don't get to drive on. Am I right about that?
No. So Main Mall, we can't drive on. Anything that's an emergency only, we can't drive on.
Okay.
Service vehicle ones, we can. So, like, Main Mall isn't technically a service vehicle area, but... yeah, we can basically go where all the other cars can go.
Neat.
We don't have that many special privileges here.
I was waiting for some exciting privileges, but there you go.
We have, like, a reserve parking spot.
Yeah, we do have our own parking spot.
That's a hot commodity at UBC.
That's true. That's like.
But, I mean, we only have one and we have two cars.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So it's not even.
We get access to the Plan Ops building.
Yeah.
There's a nice water filter in that building.
Is there a water filter like a Snapchat?
Like an actual water filter.
Not a Snapchat filter.
Plan Ops has their own Snapchat filter. Yeah. They pay a lot of money for it. It's from your fees. Yeah.
The Plant Operations Building. Tune in for a great Snapchat.
Yeah.
Tune in is my go-to.
It's like one of those dog. okay, so tell me about the experience of driving, because I'm just learning how to drive. I don't have my license. What is that? Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I just never did it.
Do
you have your N?
Oh, man.
I have my L.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, I mean, you've got started.
I got started.
Just letters to me.
I love they driving.
Are. I don't even know what L is. I just know.
I'm from
L means you, like, can't drive without someone over 25 in the car.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's pretty rough.
25.
I can't really drive with anybody. University. Like,
it's all good.
kind of.
I learned to drive in New York.
Mm-hmm. So she's born to be a cab driver.
That's just not true. I didn't learn to drive in New York City. Like, I was just outside of the city. So I learned in the suburbs. So that's not as difficult. And I'm definitely not going to be a cab driver. I mean, it's a great profession. It's an awesome profession. And, you know, I'd be blessed to take on the position. However, anyways.
My best friend's, or one of my best friend's dad's a cab driver. He's a cool guy.
Man, I'm getting an arts degree. I'd be blessed to get any job out of there.
Exactly. Same. But yeah, so I learned there, so I didn't deal with the novice and then the L. I don't know what that stands for.
Learners. That's why you have to have someone over 25.
Learners. Oh, I had a, so yeah, in New York, you get a learner's permit at 16. And then,
same here.
6 months later, you can take the road test. Learner's permit, you just get that, 6 months.
With driving school, though?
I think we have, like, 2 years, and then you can take your road test.
BC, they take way too long. Like, the N has, like, 45 restrictions. You literally can't do anything except drive yourself to, like, save up.
And, like, one friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One buddy. Friend. One little buddy in the
Unless
car.
Unless they're family or something.
Didn't go through that struggle.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, the driving test isn't easy, so they do weed people out through that, and you have to keep retaking it.
Oh, is it difficult?
I mean, it's not easy, but it's not hard. If you know how to drive, you know how to drive. Yeah. You know, it's arbitrary like that. But
if you're North fan, it's really hard to take your road test in.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's what I hear. I mean, I did mine in Kamloops, and we're all, like, everyone drives trucks, like, so we're fine.
Give it off. Yeah, okay, cool. Tell me what it's like. You guys are in the office most of the time, I guess, and how many people are working on a shift? You guys have quite a few, right?
So basically every night, usual nights how it works is that we have one team starting at 8 to 2. Yeah. The shift supervisor who, like, takes in the calls, dispatch, basically.
Cool.
They also work 8 to 2. And then we have a second team that comes in at 9. And depending, we might have some football volunteers that help us with walking. So, like, at any time, we have, like, 5 to 7 people, I would say.
Yeah, and we're actually we're working with the athletics department to bring in maybe some of the women's teams, because right now all we have is men's teams.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to bring in the men's baseball team and maybe a couple women's teams so that we can, like, switch it up with the walking teams, because those are kind of, we bring them in on busier nights, so that we can add a third team for that night. So, like, Wednesday is when, like, everyone's out and about, and, like, Friday, Saturday when everyone's about.
What goes on Wednesdays?
Pit night. You work here.
Is there something that goes on here on Wednesdays?
Oh, yeah. Pit night.
No, is nothing. There?
It's lit in the nest.
People go to Flipside for a great burger on Wednesdays. All night.
Yeah, no, pit night's on Wednesdays. You've never been? You gotta go to pit night.
I went once when I was... no, I actually didn't even get in.
Yeah. That's really disappointing. That's
a story for another
I've been
night.
Once, and it was a good time.
Was it a good time?
Yeah.
Good to hear. Yeah. That's nice.
Don't go, like, just any of those. You gotta go, like, on one of the nights where it's, like, a good night.
Oh, I really like the desperate, like, the people that are, like, going, like, right in the middle of the exams and you can tell they're just, like, they've just, like, given up all hope. And they're just, like, we're partying tonight! And it's, like, that's when the crowd is, like, really good.
Yeah, bartender, give me a rum and coke ASAP. I can't deal with trigonometry anymore.
I don't know what trigonometry is anymore. No. Like, it's been, like, eight years since I had to do anything related to math.
There's something going on there. It's something with triangles for sure.
Is it?
Yeah. Let's tell us.
Should I Google it?
Latin with the pre.
Yeah, what are you guys studying?
I'm studying arts.
Cool.
Hence the not math knowledge.
I'm a solder snake.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you have a specialization in solder or is it just
nothing yet. I gotta figure out how I wanna ruin the world.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, I think logistics would be the best one for that because then you're just doing the logistics for ruining
true,
it.
True. I just help others.
You don't even have a hand in it. You're just making sure it runs
right.
smoothly. Oh, is it it's triangles? Yeah.
That's my
triangles and the relationships between their sides and the angles between these sides.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Same with theta where you do like theta square.
You're getting too difficult for me.
Sine cos do.
In arts, any specialization? No.
Well, like a lot of other art students, I'm hoping to major in international relations, but it's based, you know, it's you have to be accepted into it, and I am just a first year at this point, and I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Well, best of luck.
Thank you. Thank
I mean, you. I've heard IR isn't as hard as
I think
poly.
Yeah. It's hyped up.
It's hyped. Cool. Well, that's good. School's great. Everybody's enjoying it.
Oh. Good. What do you do? Story.
I'm English lit.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. Now, tell me a little bit about why you folks got involved with Save Walk in the first place. What was the idea behind that? Did it have something to do with your degree? Was it completely unrelated for academics? I'm interested in that relationship between academics and what you guys do outside.
For me, it was, well, like the first thing that got me into applying was I had a bit of an incident on Westbrook Mall, I guess, where it was just me and a bunch of friends, and we were kind of targeted, I guess, like said pretty vulgar stuff too, and stuff was thrown at us basically, and I was like, I felt very small in that situation. They were driving and we were walking, and I didn't feel like there was anything I could do, so I thought, you know, like, why can't I get involved in an organization that like really aims to just prevent that from happening to people? And I don't like having jobs that I don't, like, I can't take a job that I don't feel has a purpose for me. And I felt like Safe Walk is a noble, you know, a noble company or, I guess, just little organization. I don't know what you call it. And I thought it'd be worthwhile. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that with us. Yeah. That's cool. Sweet.
Yeah. Nice. For me, I guess it was less due to personal experience. But just coming into university, I've never been, like, a party person in my life. So, like, just coming into university and, like, going out for the first time, I guess everyone has this experience. I was more reluctant than most, I guess. And I kind of, like, I was like, the mother of my friend group during first year at parties. And I guess just seeing, at university, just the need in terms of making sure that there's enough support services in place around, like, partying and just being on campus, and all whatever students do around student life is so important. And I guess because I was in that role within my friend group, I felt that Safe Walk was, like, kind of a natural extension of that. And also I love driving. So if I can drive for 6 hours, like, that's just relaxing to me. I just like talking to people, making them feel good about their day. It's like it's a great place to work. It doesn't feel like work, that's why.
Yeah. How what has it been like working at night? Because that's got to be also kind of like, does it? I guess I don't know. I stay up till around 2 every night. I guess it doesn't mess up your schedules too much. Do you guys feel like you're kind of tuned in to like the nighttime in a weird way, more than other people are?
I'd say I'm a night person, so if I wasn't working, I'd probably be up anyway.
Yeah.
However, I do have 9 a.m. classes every day, and it's
trooper for real.
It's not easy, but, you know, like, the shift is what it is, and I rather have the job and struggle to get up than not and just make up sleep later in the day. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't, it doesn't bug me. I don't think anyone could do mm-hmm. it. You have to be, you know, willing to be tired, like really tired.
What about like, I'm talking like also like night creatures or like constellations.
Oh,
or,
man. Like, oh. The trash pandas are my favorite part.
Tell me about them. Like, please tell me more.
Seriously, I don't know if they still do, but like back when I used to like drive for Safewalk, they would come straight up to the car, like the little trash raccoons. Yeah. They would seriously.
Is that what they're called?
Pandas.
Yeah. Trash pandas. That's
a very dignified name for them.
Okay, next time you think of a raccoon, just look at its eyes, because like they have like but like they go in the trash. Yeah. So no, they straight up come up to the side of the car. Like they wouldn't, like I wouldn't touch them because. Mm-hmm. Scary, but like they would come, they'd be close to you and they'd be like doing their own little thing, and like the babies just kill me. They're so cute. They're like the size of, like, smaller than my, like, I have a big head, but like smaller than my head. They're so cute. I don't know if, have you ever seen a baby raccoon?
I haven't seen a baby one, actually. No, I see the, like, the grown ones padding around everywhere around my neighborhood, but
they're very cute.
True.
I haven't had any run-ins with the trash pandas yet.
Really?
Oh, man, you only been here a couple weeks, though. You're fine.
The back of Sodder, that's a hot spot. There's a couple hot spots.
Oh, well, right in between, like, Marine 5 and Building Ops, parking lot there, they run back and forth there.
Oh, yeah, I bet, because that's where trash cans are or something, right?
Yeah, and there's, like, nobody in the parking lot for building operations, mm-hmm. so.
They run that area, for sure.
What about stars? Are you guys big astrology fans?
I like stars.
Yeah,
I like stars. I don't know.
I feel like that's
too much
not the direction
there's too
I'm
much
looking.
Light pollution.
Yeah, here
there is too much. Yeah.
And also, there's a roof on the car that hurts.
Yeah, that also that can be an obstacle, can it?
I feel like maybe I should be on the road.
Yeah, that also.
Yeah,
looks great, you know.
Just wait for clients and like look at the steering office of space.
and what are your go-to music choices when you're on? You don't have to say CITR. It's okay. You don't have to say it. I know it's a given.
Shout out to Tanvir and the Disney music he likes. Yeah. That's a good
for
time.
Sure. People love that.
Frank Ocean is some good night music.
Cool, man.
I like country too.
Really?
Country at night, yeah.
Really?
It's the best driving
music. You're a country guy?
Yeah.
I might ask you for a country song to go off the air with too at the end. Just start thinking of one. Start thinking of one now. It might happen. Canadians preferred.
Okay.
Female artists are preferred.
But so ooh,
really?
Yeah.
Is that like a statistic?
That's something we do at CITR.
Oh.
Yeah, we have this category called FemCon that we like to play more songs and albums by artists that are like at least they've written the music, the lyrics or the music are like female identified.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then
good for you guys.
Yeah, it's cool. And then CanCon is like for the radio broadcasting regulations of Canada, we have to play Canadian music.
Oh.
Only Canadian?
Canadian. It's like, yeah, it's presented like 35%. Yeah, so that is interesting because it's, you know, supporting Canadian artists.
I'm okay with it.
That's good. Yeah, I like it.
I don't hate it.
I like it too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And what about you? What's your favorite music to be listening to?
Oh, when I used to drive for Safewalk, I was like I'd listen to like Pentatonix, like a cappella stuff. We used to have this guy that worked for us named Ophir, and he was this I don't know why, like anything I played, it didn't matter what it was, he liked it.
Great.
I have a degree in music, right?
Oh my god, do you really? Oh cool.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, I got a degree in music. Oh, so great. Like I have heard a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I would play things all the time and he'd be like, "What is that?" And he always had Shazam ready on his phone.
Oh, yeah, to go for it.
Yeah, and he'd always Shazam, like, everything I played. Sweet. But it was all a cappella stuff, so it wasn't actually that exciting. It was, like, you could literally just, like, Google a cappella, and it's probably one of the first, like, videos that come up.
We also definitely cater to the people that we service.
Oh, yeah.
If they got a song request, we got
You're like, you're going to it.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Provide.
That's interesting, because it means almost that you guys have your ear to the ground in a way that, you know, the rest of society doesn't, because you're getting the song requests from the partiers, you know?
Yeah, true. We should
or from
partiers.
The studiers.
Studiers.
A marketing company can definitely hit us up for...
Yeah, you're thinking, now you're thinking like a Sodder snake.
Yes.
So what's been the big songs recently that people are playing?
Good question.
On the radio?
Oh, yeah.
No, like on the Safewalk radio.
Safewalk.
See, that would be a good Safewalk radio.
I have never, like, really... received a request, like I'll play whatever's on my Spotify playlist, and it's mostly like alternative indie rock music, but if I'm just listening to the radio because the Bluetooth won't work, which it often doesn't, we'll put on the first station that comes up in the little dashboard, and that's the, I don't know what it's called.
The Peak. No?
Probably.
It's like the Z100 of K Canada or maybe Vancouver. It's like pop music. So Closer will come on.
103, whatever, 104, whatever, something 94, like whatever, yeah, 95, 94, whatever.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. So
there's like four of them that play pop music.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. The
That's
same
one
songs.
Of them. Closer by the Chainsmokers will come on. Like, Sage and I will count. Yeah. Like, oh, that's fifth time that's playing. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Brutal. I worked at a kitchen 2 summers ago, and like some of the songs that come on like once an hour, like
yeah,
pretty.
Okay,
and
no,
when
no,
they're
no,
hits,
no,
like
no. Superstore.
Oh
at
yeah, that's
Christmas.
Brutal. That's brutal.
They have a playlist yeah. that's only about 3 hours long, so if you're working an 8-hour shift,
yeah,
you're listening to really bad Christmas music on repeat, probably up to words of like
that
2 or 3 times.
Wow, that shift. Is something
Superstore,
else.
Is that, like, Macy's?
Less a department store, more of a grocery store.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like it's like Walmart,
like a Target.
What's our main?
Like
a
Target. Yeah.
Yeah.
Macy's and like the
it?
Bay
Sears,
or like Sears,
Sears
is like Macy's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Christmas music. I kind of miss Christmas music though.
I like good Christmas music.
Yeah.
Can't have.
Like Mariah Carey's.
Oh yeah.
Track which yeah. Whatever. I'm not gonna sing, I'm not gonna sing it. But
ooh, I think you should.
No. Not happening. Not today. Not today. But I think I will ask you for a country song. I haven't had any country song music on all day long.
Oof, come on.
Do you have any?
Are we going Dolly Parton?
Ooh, yeah.
Great song.
Gotta be that.
That's gonna have some fans out there, for sure.
Cool.
Have you ever heard the Slowed Down, Jolene?
What?
No.
Also very good.
You can play that.
Ooh, that's
yeah.
cool.
Slowed Down, Jolene.
If you have it like on a record player and you like do it at 33 instead of 45.
I need to invest in a record player.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do it.
Those are coming back.
This is it.
Wow.
Well, already sounds nice.
Weird, the clocks are wrong. I was doing something...
Jolene.
I was in class today, and we were talking about the history of the telegraph, and the history of time zones. Also, very interesting stuff. And setting your watch exactly—that's what the ball dropping was for.
Oh,
you know, New Year's ball dropping.
Huh.
Anyways, right. It's really boring,
but
it's also super exciting. Yeah, you'd set the time, and then everybody would be on the same time before digital time. Yeah, it wasn't standardized.
Wow.
Anyways, exciting stuff. Thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah.
Safe walk. Do you have any other things that, you know, any parting words, something that people should know about Safe Walk? Or?
Well, if you do call in a Safe Walk, talk to us, because chances are we want to talk to you, and we're trying to find a question to ask to spark conversation. So.
Yeah, especially if you're calling in, like, the last couple hours. Yeah. Like, so if you're calling in between, like, midnight and 2, we're probably at the point where we've talked about everything at this point. We just want to know what you want to talk about.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Have a great night. Have
yeah.
a good shift, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
CITR 101.9 FM, 21st hours of student power. This is Safe Walk. My name is Josh. Up next is some interviews from earlier today. Thank you for listening.
Beyond compare with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you care. You could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Studios in Vancouver, Sequential Circus celebrates 10 years of showcasing cutting-edge West Coast live electronic music with Sequential Circus 20. Featuring live musical performances by Computer Controlled, Dega Sound, Dark Arps, Kafka, Kimlet, and NoCore, plus performance art by Subscura, live visuals, and much more. Put on your dancing shoes and join us 10 p.m. Saturday, February 4th at Open Studios. More details at sequentialcircus.ca or facebook.com/sequentialcircus.
Friday, January 27th, Nardwa the Human Serviette is opening up the Video Vault.
Come hang out at CITR to see Nardwa play clips from his interviews and talk about his experience working in radio and getting his start at CITR.
This event is co-presented by CITR, Discorder, and the UBC.
And if you've got a burning question for Canada's favourite interviewer,
this is your chance to ask it.
Hello, CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to 24 Hours of Student Power. My name is Josh. You just heard UBC Safe Walk. Up next, we have three interviews from UBC clubs recorded earlier today. They are fresh. They are fresh interviews, fresh edited interviews. Thank you so much for listening tonight. It's been a hectic day of student content. Up next, we have some bands playing too. That's going to be happening between 10 and midnight. So it's going to be a really good time. Please stay around. Don't touch that dial. CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, this is Kat, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And today I'll be interviewing the UBC Players Club. So with me, I have the two co-presidents. If you guys would like to introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Madeline Walker. Most people call me Maddie, but Madeline is also acceptable.
And I'm Elena Mabrito.
Nice. So you guys work together and just keep the club running?
Yeah, we're both co-presidents, so we do a lot of the working together thing. There's a lot of meetings involved.
Sure. So you guys have a lot of workshops on and stuff like that, events, so that's probably a lot of planning.
Yeah, it is. We've set up our club so that we have a specific group of people to plan all of the events. And they've been working together super, super well this year, which is something that we love to see mm-hmm. as presidents, to kind of foster these people's, their own individual events planning skills. And they end up turning out super, super fun. Last term, we had a musical theater workshop and an improv workshop, a couple social events that mm-hmm. turned out really well. It's a lot of fun.
This year we have a bar night coming up, we have bowling, yeah. We have a couple more workshops. I think something that I'm really proud of with the events team is the events coordinator, the team leader, shout out to Annie Ramsey, has done a great job of fostering professional development skills of her team. So that's really something we focus on as a collective, is helping people to gain experience in theater production and theater management, because it's great to be able to get those skills when you're still mm-hmm. at a university level, and then you can go out in the professional world and know how to work in the theater world. So that's something we focus on a lot.
And the thing is, even if you don't go into the theater